is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. A Missouri Senate panel has scheduled four public hearings on new procedures for people seeking driver's licenses and concealed gun identification cards. The Senate Appropriations Committee plans to hold hearings tomorrow in Springfield and Saturday in Kansas City. Additional hearings are scheduled for April 26th in Cape Girardeau and April 27th in O'Fallon. Committee Chairman Kurt Schaefer says he wants to hear from the public before lawmakers decide on the budgets for the Departments of Revenue and Public Safety. Flooding from thunderstorms has caused a large number of road closures in mid-Missouri today. KBIA's Russell Chapin has more.
Suzanne Fred is a Columbia Boone County Joint Communications Supervisor. She says that the number of closures has only increased since early reports this morning. She also says that there has been no significant news of reopenings, but she will be regularly updating changes on the Joint Communications website. The Missouri Department of Transportation is also monitoring road conditions. Maintenance Supervisor Mike Belt says that there may be more flooding even after the initial closures become passable.
It's kind of a moving target. The first places to flood will be the upper portion of the stream where the rain happened, and then as that water travels downstream toward the rivers and things, those roads tend to raise in elevation, and some of those will close.
To find links to the Joint Communications list of closures, as well as a real-time map from the Missouri Department of Transportation, visit KBIA.org. Russell Chapin, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has passed the so-called Second Amendment Protection Act less than 24 hours after it received first-round approval from the same body. Marshall Griffin has details.
The bill would do several things. Those include making it a misdemeanor for any federal officer to try and enforce any federal gun control laws that conflict with a Missourian's right to, quote, keep or bear arms. It would also allow for armed school protection officers and lower the concealed carry age from 21 to 19. Supporters say the bill would make Missouri safer, but Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia argued that it actually has nothing to do with guns.
It is about Missouri saying that we will not follow the United States Constitution. It is about secession, and only about secession.
However, nine Democrats joined Republicans in voting yes. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri Student Health Center is offering free sexually transmitted infection testing today as part of an education campaign called GYT. Get Yourself Tested, or GYT, is a national campaign to promote STI testing for college students. Libby Hicks, a graduate assistant at the Student Health Center, says part of the program is to reduce the stigma of being tested.
Well, there's naturally a stigma associated with STIs, and it can be embarrassing for some people, so I see that as a barrier.
This is the fourth year MU has held a GYT event. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.